was a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on. So elusive, so elusive you see, that it ain't enough, baby, to break the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievance, 100 miles long. There's a call of silence, and it can't go on.
Cutting Through the Matrix on January the 9th, 2009. For the newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and I'll take you on a real tour of history, showing you that the future is always planned, as it was planned in the past as well. Where we are today was planned, and I try to fill in as much of the details, as many of the details as I have come to understand, that brings this big new world order, this big utopia, as they call it at the top, being brought into view, how it all works together. And it truly is staggering in its proportions, because it encompasses your whole culture, everything that you think you know, everything even that you like in your culture, what you've come to like, and what's been pushed and what you've adopted. I try to show you that we are living in what I call the Matrix, a planned society. That's not finished with the plan. There's a lot more plan to go through. And we're living through the last period of part of it, of part of the plan. Then they go on to the next plan. Man is the material, the building block for what they can build and take into the future. We are the base material, as they say. And that's what all the hoopla about genetics and transhumanism is truly all about. We are the base material. And the masters plan to put us on the potter's wheel and create new types to serve them better. And they won't need terribly many of them, apparently, but 500 million or so. Also look into Alan Watts Sentient Sentinel.eu, where you can find transcripts of these talks I've given. You can download them, print them up, and pass them around to your friends. And they're written in the various languages of Europe. On a show today, I was mentioning that what is staggering is the organization of all of this system worldwide. They call it interdependence, and that covers a variety of things. It means that all governments are now completely intermeshed together. All economies are intermeshed together. The cultures themselves are intermeshed. They take on an American-type culture that's promoted mainly to the young because they always bypass the elderly. They're contaminated, according to their philosophies. So you go for the young. And Hollywood and much music and so on has provided the culture that most of the youth across the planet have adopted. They had world meetings about this back in the 1960s to see who would be given this particular task. And the Royal Institute of International Affairs and CFR decided that the U.S. was best suited for the purpose. Now we're going through the big jump of economics, where we're supposed to be trained into serving a world state. And this article I'm about to read is really the lead up to this. They're not using the term service in this article, but it's not all the other big books that is written by the participants in this particular meeting that took place, I think, in France. Back with more after this break.
toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johngalia.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Matrix. And continuing with the story I'm about to read here, it's about the economic system and how we're changing it into a new system, a system where government is also involved with the big banks. But it really means that the government will be involved with you directly into your bank account, because gradually you'll see that money itself is used as a weapon. Everything that's out there can be used as a weapon. And those that have planned this great utopia of theirs will use all means at their disposal. And nothing is more powerful than the money system. We all live on it. We've been made, we've been given it as no option, in fact. And we're all dependent upon it. Therefore, when they change it, we go along like sheep because we think we have no other option. The whole world runs on this money. And this is from Emma Van Doer, AP business writer, Thursday, January the 8th. And it says, Paris, the leaders of France and Germany appear to put disagreements over economic policy behind them Thursday, calling on the U.S. to join global efforts to address the financial crisis. French President Nicolas Sarkozy, leading a two-day conference with former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Now, why is he there? Why is a former British Prime Minister there? And the reason is he belongs to the parallel government that Margaret Thatcher talked about. All ex-prime ministers and presidents belong to the parallel government that gets the job done. They're not accountable to the public anymore, and they can really get ahead with the agenda behind the scenes. But it says, with Tony Blair on the future of capitalism, said the crisis has shown that no country can go it alone on economic policy. In the 21st century, there is no longer a single nation who can say what we should do or what we should think, he said. The German. Now, these are all pre-planned little quotes, and even this is a handout to all the big newspapers. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the system cannot continue as it is and called for better regulated financial markets. Now, what do you mean by better regulated financial markets? They've been regulating the financial markets for years. It's never been an honest thing whatsoever. Many governments have dumped lots of money into it when their own big corporations start going down in the stocks. That was traditional. The reason they pulled the plug on it was because it was planned that way. Because for years, the U.S. dumped millions of dollars frequently into the stock market whenever the major American markets were going down. So they've always been involved in it. This is the next part of the system I'm talking about they're going into. European leaders will meet in Berlin before the G20 summit in London to decide a common approach as global leaders gear up for a second meeting on the global financial crisis, Sarkozy said. So, global leaders. See, you don't have national leaders anymore. You have global leaders gear up for a second meeting on the global financial crisis, Sarkozy said. Measures will be taken at the G20 meeting in London on April the 2nd, Sarkozy promised, saying we cannot accept the status quo. He called for closer cooperation on economic policy. Now, closer cooperation is one of the terms they used when they were integrating Europe. Closer ties is another one you'll see in the newspapers. That means they're integrating the system even further. So they're totally integrating the economic policy for the world. He says, we should discuss how each of us is managing his currency and his interest rates. The leaders of France and Germany have differed in the past over how much government support Europe's economy needs. Merkel deplored huge debts that governments are accumulating to spend their way out of the present crisis, but she said she recognized for the moment there is no other possibility. Leaders should look beyond financial markets, she said, singling out the American budget deficit and China's current account surplus or trade balance as problems upsetting the global economy. A Congressional Budget Office report estimates the U.S. federal budget deficit will hit an unparalleled $1.2 trillion for the 2009 budget year. It'll be more than that. And that is before President-elect Barack Obama's sweeping stimulus package is calculated. You'll have bailout 2. We're going to get a series of these dramas, bailout 1, 2, 3, etc., as they go along. European governments have agreed to be flexible about budget rules that limit deficits to 3% of gross domestic product as recession bites. Merkel is planning an extra stimulus of up to €50 billion, $70 billion. And Sarkozy said Thursday that he's considering additional measures. What they're doing, you see, when they have the countries amalgamated, the European Union, is that it doesn't matter what country is going down, all the other countries, all the taxpayers in other countries are going to bail them out. And it's going to be the same with America and Canada and Mexico and whoever else they bring in, Chile probably. French Finance Minister Christine Lagarde said Thursday that Paris is planning to inject a second tranche of €10.5 billion into some of the nation's largest banks in an effort to spur lending. Are we bribing the banks to spur lending? To bribe them now to spur lending? What a con, eh? Merkel said the International Monetary Fund has not managed to regulate global capitalism, and she called for the creation of an economy body, I guess she means economic body, at the United Nations. It's funny how the United Nations is always going to be our savior, isn't it? Similar to the Security Council to judge government policy. So all financial policy for every country is to be governed from the United Nations. Speaking at the conference, European Competition Commissioner Neelie Kroes said global rules on government aid to companies would be helpful. Global rules. A closer network of competition systems is slowly emerging after decades of work. Sarkozy blamed financial speculators for encouraging a system fueled on debt. It's funny how they've just noticed that the whole system has been run by speculators and debt, isn't it? They've just noticed this after all these centuries. It's astounding. I guess that's why we pay them so much money, because they're so brilliant, these people. He called financial capitalism based on speculation an immoral system that has perverted the logic of capitalism. What is the logic of capitalism? What is it? It's a system where wealth goes to the wealthy, where work is devalued, where production is devalued, where entrepreneurial spirit is devalued, he said. That's a blend of the old capitalism and communism together. But no more. In the capitalism of the 21st century, there is room for the state, he said, government. So government is going to be totally involved, as it's been set up to be for a long time. These guys have been working hard for this, for long before we were born, to bring in this system. Government will be in bed, working, and directing all the financial systems and businesses. It really is that way already, isn't it? Because all the politicians have been CEOs of companies, and they're lawyers and so on, and they ping-pong back and forth between government, working as government agents or employees, back into CEO of companies. This ties in what Professor Carl Quigley said in Tragedy and Hope, and his big book, The Anglo-American Establishment. He said that the future will be run in a feudal system, with the new feudal overlords being the CEOs of corporations. See, it's already happened. For those who are indoctrinated in their tunnels, and I mean this sincerely, because people are indoctrinated into tunnels, you have left-wing tunnels and right-wing tunnels. And the left-wing tunnel sees the other group as the fascists, and in a sense, they're right. Where money and government is coupled together. But they're also wrong, because they don't realize that the fascist states created the communism. It's an antithesis. The Hegelian dialectic, to bring this global system in. You can only bring it in through conflict, and that's what they've been doing. Blair called for a new financial order based on values other than the maximum short-term profit. The greatest entrepreneur I had the chance to meet was passionate about what he had created, not what he had accumulated, he said. It doesn't say who this was, though. It doesn't say who it was. But I'm going to jump from this article to the Wise Up Journal, because he has the same article here, but at the bottom he's got related to this article. He's written a little blurb here. He said, although what was practiced over the last few decades was not capitalism but legalized fraud and semi-communist monopolism, the final goal for dominant minority has been a global communist capitalist monopolism blend, which their political puppets are now openly calling for. And he's got an interview with Norman Dodd. I've talked about him before, who went forward with the Rees Commission. And this interview, you can actually see the interview on, I guess he's got a link to YouTube or somewhere. And it says here, Norman Dodd and G. Edward Griffin took place in 1982, this interview. Norman Dodd headed the House of Special Committee, Rees Committee, an investigative committee of the United States House of Representatives. The committee investigated tax-exempt foundations and comparable organizations. Norman Dodd explains the committee's findings that tax-exempt foundations are merging communism and socialism and capitalism together within the USA, the final stage of what elites desire. And you can actually see this video in the link I'll put at the end of the show on my site, on the website. But that's what you have. You have just a phase going through. And I knew this would come years ago. They'd bring this phase in. And it's not the final phase. As I say, they've got to eventually give you what Bertrand Russell wrote about. And he was privy to all this information, being a part of the big think tanks and debating groups that worked on it. He said eventually money will be used. Basically, it's a social control tool, where governments will give out credits to everyone. You might work for a company or a factory or whatever it is, but you'll actually be paid by the government. And if you don't obey a government, they'll cut you off. Punishment. I'll be back with more after the following break.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Ward, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to point out to people how the things really are as opposed to how they seem to appear, how they're propagated to the public by the mainstream media. What they know at the top is that most of the people today are so damaged and so well indoctrinated, scientifically indoctrinated, that they drift through life and pretty well ignoring things that are happening to them. They adapt and adapt and adapt instinctively without really thinking through things. They adapt to inflation, they adapt to high taxation, they adapt to government rules, they adapt to men in black uniforms with machine guns. They adapt, adapt, adapt. But they never really think through things in any real depth at all. And this is abnormal behavior. It's abnormal. We're all born with the capability of self-preservation. And being aware of your surroundings is essential to self-preservation. You're looking at the damage caused through, again, scientific indoctrination, plus inoculations, plus the GMO food, plus the incredible mind-bombing you get from television. I have said to people before, you cannot watch television on a daily basis for entertainment and think critically at the same time. It cannot be done. It's scientifically designed to put you into a strange state, this alpha state. And it also indoctrinates you at the same time with the ideas and beliefs and opinions which the elite wants you to have. Edward Bernays was a master of this technique. He understood it all back in the 1920s. And he helped set up the big Madison Avenue companies that do the marketing and make you want things. Actually make you want certain items you'd never even thought of before. He changed the culture to a great extent in America too, in various ways. These are sciences known to certain people who are taught, I'm sure, from archives of very old information. And all the experimentation that's going on, and I watched TV too when I was growing up occasionally, and I mean occasionally, and I watched the nature programs, and I kept wondering why scientists were experimenting with mice and rats and so on. Why were they so interested in learning the behavior of mice and rats? Well, of course, it had nothing to do with that. It was to do with how all species work, what they have in common. And eventually, they were going to work on man himself, physically. That's what it was all about, on understanding their behavior mechanisms. And here's an article. It's from a university in the U.S. It's from yfiles.org. This is not really a monkey. This is when she studied the effects of severe maternal deprivation under pioneering psychologist Harry Harlow. Neuroscientist Mary Carlson probably never expected to see similar deprivation in human children, especially thousands of them. I'm reading this article to show you that the big boys in all the writings said they'd have to eventually destroy the family unit. That was a prime concern to them. And they've been pretty successful at that. They did it also by promoting promiscuity. And out of the promiscuity, they says, my God, we've got all these unwanted children, and we'll give you abortions, etc., which also dehumanizes us further to the loss of human life. We start treating human life itself as just another animal. They've been very successful with this because that's how it's accepted now by an awful lot of people. But here's what they knew back then. It says, deprivation in human children, especially thousands of them. Harlow's name is bonded to experiments that might be questionable today. For example, he separated a baby monkey from its mother, we've all heard about that one, and raised it in a cage with two substitute mothers. The wire monkey had a bottle for the infant, the cloth one didn't. Tellingly, as soon as the infants finished nursing, they abandoned the wire monkey and clutched the cloth one. But even though the experiment demonstrated the primacy of nurture to sustenance, the cloth mother was not an adequate replacement. The isolated monkeys grew up with severe emotional and behavioral problems, says Carlson, associate professor of neuroscience and psychology at Harvard Medical School. Even when raised in cages where they could see, smell, and hear, but not touch other monkeys, the infants developed what she called an autistic-like syndrome with grooming, self-clasping, social withdrawal, and rocking. They rock back and forward in their chairs. The theme of Harlow's work, she says, is that you are not really a monkey unless you were raised in an interactive monkey environment. In other words, the same with humans. You see, this is what they're really getting at. Same with humans. If you deprive them of affection and basically the parents, you'll end up with problems. And we certainly do have problems. Many children who go through these orphanages, orphanage systems, end up with massive problems, and there's an awful lot of abuse goes on in them too, always. It's always been the same. It says here, Carson says, Harlow's demonstration of the power of social deprivation directed my career. After a long period mapping nerve connections between the hand and the brain, she now studies the impact of abuse and isolation on the HPA, which is the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, and the powerful stress hormone cortisol made by the HPA. We've already described how much touch modifies this important stress system in rats, she says, and I continue this as she goes on to the humans to see what happens to them. Back in a moment after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, we're cutting through the matrix, and I'm reading an article from a professor of neuroscience talking about how her career was directed by studying deprivation of animals and eventually led her to study deprivation and the effects on children. It says here, Carlson says, Harlow's demonstrations of the power of social deprivation directed my career. After a long period mapping nerve connections between the hand and the brain, she now studies the impact of abuse and isolation on the HPA, hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. It says here, we've already described how touch modifies this important stress system in rats. Children show similar effects. A child vaccinated while sitting on a mother's lap has a relatively low rise in cortisol. And it says, by the way, cortisol is usually measured in saliva, such as drooling. Actually, swabs of the mouth provides plenty of samples, so there's no need to jab. And she says, kids. Now, kids is psycholinguistic for an animal. It's a young goat. And that came from Lenin. But anyway, she says here, for blood samples, I'm just trying to show you how they actually put in and alter words, which alter impressions of even people, young children. In the orphanage, she says, if Harlow's monkey experiments might be considered cruel today, what can we say about the human deprivation experiment in Romanian orphanages? Carlson said she found the whole affair pretty shocking. We thought the whole world knew that institutional care was insufficient to maintain the social capacity of the human baby. But not in Romania, where the long-term communist dictator Nicolae Ceaușescu was a zealous believer in technological progress. That was, again, the socialist communist system. A man is an animal, children are young animals, and you can train them to behave in any way you want. Literally rebuild them, in fact, make them into what you want. So they were doing this with the children in these orphanages over there. Highly skeptical of all things touchy-feely, he clamped down on psychology and social work in preference to engineering and science. He favored policies to raise the birth rate and established institutions for orphans and children whose parents could not care for them. They made sure that there was a lot of them because they killed a lot of their parents off. After Ceaușescu was executed in the coup of 1989, the orphanages were opened to a world that saw Dickinson warehouses for the unwanted. Scientific study confirmed what the untrained eye could see. The children were in the 3rd to 10th percentile for physical growth and grossly delayed in motor and mental development, Carlson says. They rocked and grasped themselves like Harlow's monkeys and grew up with weird social values and behavior. As they aged, many of the orphans became homeless with what Carlson calls clumsy, sad, all inappropriate social interactions. To express affection, one boy might kiss another on the top of his head. Smiling and ingratiating, the youths are superficially friendly, but unable to form permanent attachments. Like characters in a gloomy sci-fi novel, many found work in the secret police. So that's where they hired them from, you see. The secret police, where their lack of loyalty and ability to make friends or inability to make friends were saleable traits. Saleable traits. You wonder, they understand all of this, you see. This is what I'm reading right here. It's been understood at a much higher level a long, long time ago. But that's what they hire. It's the same with hitmen. And every government in the world has its own hitmen who go out and kill who they're told to kill without a thought. Chemical analysis showed abnormal cortisol profiles indicating a severe problem with the stress response. Carlson compared children living under improved conditions to the rest of the orphans and found their cortisol looking more normal. Another indication that the stress response can respond to conditions came from a study by Carlson of Romanian children in poor quality daycare. During the week, cortisol was abnormal, but when they returned home for the weekend, it looked more normal. Now, if they're telling you here, if you think about it, is that being away from your parents at that age is abnormal. That's what they're telling you here. Like they don't know that, didn't know that before she came out with this study. This has always been understood. To Carlson, the issue is not simply science, but human rights. Now, here's a spin on it. Romania, like every other country except the United States and Somalia, has ratified the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. Now, anyone who's gone through the Convention on the Rights of the Child will see that the parents end up having no rights at all. That's what came out of it. Again, with the use of psycholinguistics, I mean, who would ever complain about a convention on the rights of the child? It sounds wonderful. We're all human. We're all people. What's wrong with giving children rights? And these are the kind of lovely terms they come out with that generally means the opposite in reality. We're dealing with a science at the top here. It's incredibly cunning. Anyway, he goes on to say the goal of her research, he says, is not simply to prove that neglect causes hormonal changes, like this is new, but also to prevent future abuse. We felt Romania was in violation of the rights of the child. We thought maybe a molecule such as cortisone would make a strong argument to people who did not find the behavior compelling enough. Indeed, things have begun looking up in Romania. The new president established a children's office and declared the intention to close the orphanages. Workers in the orphanage she studied have started cuddling the children and trying to teach colleagues about children's emotional needs. If they're using the same workers, I think they should start working on them first, because obviously how could they work for years depriving children of natural emotion? The contact between, but there again, they were not the parents. And they were far removed from the parents. They were really state workers in a communist system where really emotion was an antiquated thing that was unnecessary, a vestige from a previous age. The reason I'm talking about this again is because, you see, these techniques are used on society. There's many ways to use the same technique on people. I've read articles from other scientists who say that even daycare is a horror to throw children into. It's a horror show. They're away from their parents. I don't care what kind of teacher you have, your teacher is never your mother. And then you're into a peer group where you'll have dominant types and aggressive types, etc. And there's all kinds of mayhem can occur in those places. But, of course, the reason we have all the daycare is because it's essential that everyone gets the same initial indoctrination. That's mandatory now with the New World Order. They've even trained mothers in one single generation that the government bringing up your children in daycare is quite normal. So much so that in Canada, when daycare workers went on strike, the mothers were in the streets with placards demanding the government take care of their children. In only 20, 30 years before that, it was the opposite. People would object if the state was involved in the raising of your child. But that's how fast people adapt. So they think that this is state's duty to take care of their children for them. This is really scientific socialism, the kind they talked about in the Fabian Society. Really astonishing. Now, I think, I don't know if any callers up here, I can't see anything on my site here. But if Sylvan is there, if he's still there or not, let's see if he's there. Okay, Sylvan from British Columbia is still there. Hello, Sylvan. Hello? Are the callers there? Is the boardman there? No, can't get the callers. So, I don't think anybody's home here. Here's another article I wanted to read. And it's from, I think, a ministry, some Christian ministry somewhere. And that should matter, but it's the content I'm looking at here, which is interesting. It's by Berit Kjos, K-J-O-S. I don't know anything about this particular ministry. All I know is that whoever did these articles did their work on mind control and socialism that's coming in. The United Nations has been going on and on and on about the need for mental health worldwide. Not to deal with what we used to think of as those who were schizophrenic, but literally to go into the minds of everyone and give us all tests, children right up to adults, pretty frequently too, to make sure that we've got right think. Right think. Right think was shown by George Orwell in 1984 as adapting to whatever the government tells you to. Whatever is normal today might be abnormal tomorrow, and you must adjust right away to the new think. Literally, that is the Soviet system. And this article says, the UN plan for your mental health. It says, we believe that mental health is just as important as physical health, maybe even more. That's Donna Shalala, former Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. Mental health refers to how a person thinks, feels, and acts when faced with life situations. That's from the National Mental Health Services Knowledge Exchange Network. That link is now obsolete. It's still here, though. The challenge to humanity is to adopt new ways of thinking, new ways of acting, new ways of organizing itself in society. In short, new ways of living. That's from Our Creative Diversity, I think page 20, from the UNESCO report, United Nations one. United Nations UNESCO was set up to bring in a global culture by bypassing adults and going straight for the minds of the young. This article says, don't be deceived by nice-sounding labels such as healthy start, healthy people, healthy families, healthy communities, and healthy cities. These and other local campaigns for public and mental health follow a global blueprint. They all fit into a worldwide system of health management and surveillance led by the World Health Organization, a United Nations special agency that equates faith with hate and truth with intolerance. The goal is conditioning the masses to willingly conform to new universal values, environmental guidelines and a global management system. This was actually written in 1999, by the way. So this person did know the agenda. Who wrote this? Dr. David Satcher, U.S. Surgeon General and Assistant Secretary for Health, gave a progress report to the National Healthy People Consortium in November 1998. He says, "We have a clear blueprint in place. Currently, 47 states are actively involved in Healthy People 2000, and Healthy City and Healthy Community initiatives are being pursued throughout the country. Hundreds of national organizations have reviewed the year 2000 objectives and have adopted them as their own." They've gone past that now. They're into the Agenda 21. Dr. Satcher then drew the connection between Healthy Start, Healthy People, Mental Health, and the World Health Organization. This is what he said. "Every child should be given the opportunity for a healthy start. No priority yet has generated as much interest and enthusiasm as this one on mental health. Our efforts will be focused on maintaining a system of global health surveillance." It's about mental health. Healthy People 2010, that's the next part, is the United States' contribution to the World Health Organization's call to the nations of the world to renew their commitment to health for all. They call it this, a new way of thinking. We're getting a new economic order. We're getting everything new. Here's a new way of thinking. In a 1996 speech at the National Children's Mental Health Initiative, Donna Shalala, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, said, "From fully immunizing children by age 2 to stopping domestic violence, we're working to improve the lives of young people from the cradle to young adulthood. And a strong part of our vision is the mental health of children. We believe that mental health is just as important as physical health, maybe even more so." As head of the DHHS, Shalala helped organize the National Mental Health Services Knowledge Exchange Work. Ponder its definition for mental health. It says here, "Mental health refers to how a person thinks, feels, and acts when faced with life's problems and situations. It's how people look at themselves, their lives, and other people in their lives and explore choices." So they want to make sure that you're all, make all the right choices after they've conditioned you. Do you wonder what Dr. Shalala and her network of health planners would consider good thinking or bad thinking? This definition doesn't tell us. How do they want people to look at themselves or explore choices? The answer is clear when you study UNESCO's psychosocial strategies for conforming the minds of our children to its anti-Christian worldview. Well, there's no doubt about that, because Julian Huxley said that they'd have to destroy Christianity totally. But without background information, these ambiguous, open-ended phrases hide the true intentions. However, Dr. Shalala and other self-proclaimed change agents, and that's what they do call themselves, as change agents, do tell us that the old ways a person thinks, feels, and acts must change. See, in the communist system, they called it contaminated. These were the terms used in the communist system. You were contaminated if you had the ideas from the old system, contamination, and therefore they'd have to separate the children from the parents, they said, as early as possible, to make sure the children were not contaminated with old ideologies and ideas of family and community and country and so on. It says here they don't fit the new global ideology or the consensus process. See, this, everything has to be consensus. Everything under the guise of tolerance for all. The people who run this world are the most intolerant of anything that's ever existed, because you must be in consensus with everyone else. According to Professor Benjamin Bloom, called the father of OBE, outcome-based education, the new purpose of education and the schools is to change the thoughts, feelings, and actions of students. To change the not to educate you and help you in your way, but to change the thoughts, your feelings, and actions of students. So it's not surprising that UNESCO's Commission on Culture and Development, in its report, Our Creative Diversity, that's a report from UNESCO, Our Creative Diversity, worth the read. He wrote that the challenge to humanity is to adopt new ways of thinking, new ways of acting, new ways of organizing itself in society, in short, new ways of living. Referring to the management and monitoring of its education program, the Kansas State Board of Education made a similar statement. QPA, which is Quality Performance Accreditation, is a process which demands new thinking, new strategies, new behavior, and new beliefs. You see how it comes out of UNESCO and through all their networks, right through all the school systems worldwide, the same things are implemented. That's how micro-controlled and managed everything is around us, right down to your local town council. New beliefs and new thinking are key to the global management system. Adults as well as children must trade truth, facts, and logical thinking for myths, UN values, and the consensus process. The masses must learn to see themselves not as individuals, but as part of a greater whole, a group, a community, the planet. You see, at the United Nations, they've said the greatest enemy to mankind is the individual. That is the enemy. Finally, the United Nations is nearing its goal to create a unified socialist world made up of compliant world citizens, ready to adapt what Al Gore called a wrenching transformation of...
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-drying foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com or call us at 800-610-2770.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johnglia.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watson. We're cutting through the matrix, reading an article to do with the World Health Organization and all of its mental health agendas and so on to turn out good, compliant world citizens. And the last part, I was cut off there when the music, I never heard the music coming in. But it says, finally, the United Nations is nearing its goal to create a unified socialist world made up of compliant world citizens ready to adapt to what Al Gore called a wrenching transformation of society. And this goes on to say, the World Health Organization, in 1946, the first head of the World Health Organization laid the foundation for today's mental health program. having implied that Christian parents indoctrinated their defenseless children. These are the words they used, with poisonous certainties. That was straight out of the communist system that caused war and conflict. Canadian psychiatrist Brock Chisholm added, "The problem is no longer the germ of diphtheria, but rather the attitudes of parents who are incapable of accepting and using proven knowledge," meaning science. Surely the training of children in home and schools should be of at least a great public concern as their vaccination. Individuals who have emotional disabilities of their own, such as guilts, fears, inferiorities, are certain to project their hates onto others. So if you have a disability or you're emotionally disabled in some way, of course they'll decide if you are or not. Or you feel guilty about something or you're afraid of something, you're going to hate. You're going to hate other people. You see? Now remember too, this is from the same establishment that did MK Ultra and took people and children in and subjected them to LSD experiments and gave them multiple electroshock therapy treatments on them. Defry their brains. It's a much better way of loving you, isn't it? And through science, they must be loving you because they don't have any hate in them, apparently. Because on to say here, we must be prepared to sacrifice much. If it cannot be done gently, it may have to be done roughly or even violently. That's page 10 from Brock Chisholm. Half a century has passed since Dr. Chisholm called for UN controls that would abolish divisive Christian uncertainties. Today, WHO commands, World Health Organization commands, an international networking agency that helps nations around the world change and monitor the ways their people think, choose, and act. Called Nations for Mental Health, it links each member state to the UN agenda and promises to steer each nation toward the UN goal. And we know, of course, the UN goal is pushing one religion, this new earth-based religion where the scientists are the new high priests, and they'll tell us how to act and think and feel and behave in compliance with saving the planet and worshipping Mother Earth. And of course the UN itself says that the only religion which they promote is the Baha'i faith, which encompasses all of this, all of it. Says here, governments will be assisted to formulate, implement, monitor, and evaluate mental health policies. This is the Soviet system, because this is what they did in the Soviet system. Governments will be assisted to formulate, implement, monitor, and evaluate mental health policies. Mental health policies should enable all individuals whose mental health is disturbed, and they'll decide if it is or not, according to what you say, or think, or feel, or believe, or whose psychological balance may be compromised, to obtain services adapted to their needs to promote the optimal development of the mental health of the population, the mass mental health again, which they've decided what it shall be. Well, that's it for tonight. I'm sorry I couldn't take callers, but I couldn't get anybody up on the show. So from Hamish myself, it's good night from Ontario, Canada, and may your God or your gods go with you.
My name is Jeff.